had to go pick the keys up from the bloody the real estate agent, then go over to her, get her unlocked, and then had to help with something else because she needed a hand, and then had to go back to the real estate agent. By the time we got back here, it was like an hour and a half later. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's like a comedy movie sometimes, isn't it?
Well, back that up. The very next day, we go over to show the grandkids their old place, which they hadn't seen all the changes. We get there, and I said, "Have you got the keys?" And she goes, "No, I left them in my car." So we had to drive back home again, get the keys, and go back over.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, there's 50 minutes of my day gone. The day before was an hour and a half. And then we had to tart the place. All we had to do was mow the lawn and give the inside a bit of a once-over. We thought we'd be there for an hour tops. 3.5 hours later.
Jesus, sleepers. Yeah, full on.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing, too, when things go wrong, like in your day, when something goes wrong and you have to rush to go and do something, it's just... It's like a zany comedy sketch. Like
it is.
There's trucks pulling out in front of your car, and things broken down, and people all over the place. You can't get through. Your car tire bursts, things break down. Hey, you know.
So. On that, when I had to go over to the wife, she's going, "Oh, I was going to go back to home because I'm desperate to go to the toilet." I said, "Well, I'll be 10 minutes." And anyway, as I say, the car in front of me is going mega slow. Then I get in front of a mega slow truck, and then there's this massive accident on the highway. It's pushed more cars on the way I had to go.
Ten minutes took
16.
Yeah, it's if you remember the Truman Show. When it started to get suspect that something was wrong there in the town, you know, and every time he tried to make a break for it, there'd be like a breakdown or an accident, you know. He couldn't get out of the town. And then he tried to go on his rowboat to go out to sea, and he hit the back of the set. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
We're kind of in that instance, you know, sometimes you feel like you're actually in a live kind of movie role.
Yep.
There's no real difference, is there? But if I put you in front of a camera, you'd be all funny, and people would say, "This guy can't act." I mean, you do something like that, and you don't know. It's just some of the things you go through in the day. It's just crazy. You
can't make this shit up. But anyway.
So with everything that's happening, it's just mad sometimes, you know? That happened ages ago. Remember when I told you our dryer caught on fire?
Yes.
So we were out, and a friend texted and said, "There's all police and fire brigade at your place." And I thought, oh, shit, you know? And I had to run and go back to where the car was parked to drive back. Yeah. And this guy pulled in front of me, this old guy dropped things. And I went, I couldn't get out. And I'm like trying to get through to rush home to see what was going on, you know? I thought, they're coming to take me away or something, you know. And then I go to the end of this street, and the big truck's backing in, and they got the signs out, and then he's stalled, and someone's stuck. And it's like that, you know. But if you're just calmly doing things, it'll probably be okay. But it's just funny how things work out, isn't it? And then, as you said, it can just consume your entire day. Yeah. Anyway, let's cover the latest. I am running behind today, so we'll just smash maybe a half a one out, 2:30 maybe.
Yeah, they love half us anyway, so let's try and do a half one.
Yeah, I've got to go back and running a bit behind. But Kraz Files podcast, Jason Woodforth plugging in today with me to cover all the latest hot topics. Everything's up on my website, krazfiles.com. Enjoy. Plenty of traffic there, mate. A lot of people going through and sharing info. We're getting info out. There's a lot of interest. We're doing some good shows. And, you know, it's firing up. So it's interesting times. I would have to just – there's a few things like Canberra airport shooting, which was interesting. There's the ScoMo drama going on. There's a few of that. I've covered a lot on the last shows, the Night Watch shows. Anything on your radar that you wanted to bring up? Because you always have some interesting tales.
Yeah, but I've done a fair bit of screenshotting on my phone, so I'm just going through that. But I tell you what, let me start with Anne Hesh. who's back.
Oh, right, yeah, I forgot to cover that, buddy.
Yeah, mate, you know, the story just never made sense. It kept on changing, and then, you know, you flicked me through the video, I'm pretty sure it was you, with as she gets into the, as she is pushed on the stretcher into the ambulance, she throws her arms up and sits up. You know, there's another guy I listened to, and he's just going, nothing here makes sense. And the story just kept on changing. I mean, was she a ritual sacrifice? Because remember, she was going. Well, sorry, was she just a killing? Because she was going to come out with a all-tell movie on child trafficking. So, you know, like it's like that doctor back in 2013 who had 5,000 photos of eyes of before and after of autistic children before they got autistic to prove that it was after a certain jab because it was all in the eyes. They got rid of him. If you come out with something too serious, they will get rid of you. It's as simple as that. And that story just made no sense. And I tell you what, I'll back up with another one, Adam, here in Queensland. There was a bogey shooting. Oh, sorry, there's a shooting in Bogey. Now, let me just bring up the gematria of Bogey because this was very interesting. Bogey has 38, which is murder. There's a movie out there called Murder by Numbers. Yeah, Murder by Numbers. And they changed the B to a 3 and the E to an – no, no, the B to an 8 and the E to a 3. So here it's got the perfect number. But look, you think some of this stuff has to be real, but – all the numbers I put through them in the gematria just went, hang on a second. And on top of that, remember, I always say that things that that potentially aren't real is because they don't make sense, which it didn't. They even came out in the later day saying, oh, the story's changed and this has changed. And then if it stays in the news, it tends to be more fake. And just nothing made sense of it. I just don't know whether it was real or not because – Adam, there are things that are real. Okay, now I'll give you an example. A mate of mine just told me about his mate in Sydney who's been in lockdown in his home for 5 years. He can only go out between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. for work and for 5 years has been locked in his home otherwise because he had a fight, a drunken fight with his best mate and his best mate got knocked into a taxi, not on purpose, accident, having a big fight. He even rang up the cops saying, mate, my mate's just been hit by a taxi. Help, help, help. I'm in Gosford. He wasn't in Gosford. He was in Parramatta. That's how wasted these two were. So just saying that real stuff does happen, but the thing is these things that are coming up in the news at the moment, what do we believe, and especially the ones that make no sense? But that Enahash, Henschke, whatever her name is, I don't know. Was she just sacrificed? Was she killed? Is she still alive? I don't know. It's like Jeffrey Epstein. It's like, buddy, the Black Lives Matter dude, George Floyd. You know, like they were on his throat for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. What time did the first plane hit the building on 9/11? 8:46. I don't know what to believe anymore.
It's crazy. Why was she speeding down a residential street like 120 or 30 kilometers an hour?
Yeah.
And originally the report said that she just flew down this street. I mean, it was like on fast forward, whoosh, and straight into a house. And then they said it was a shed.
Yep.
And they changed it again. But why was a Hollywood movie star flying down some residential street over 120 or 30 kilometers an hour? I think it was like around that speed, straight into a house or a shed, and then what strange video when the paramedics rushing and you see the body sit up.
Yep. And it says she died due to inhalation, and this is just like now, died due to inhalation, smoke and thermal injuries after her car exploded in flames. Now, we from that, you'd think exploding in flames, she's coming out pretty much all, you know, torched, right? She was in perfect condition on that stretcher. There was no one that was burnt.
That's right.
Yeah, burst into flames. Well, I mean, exploded into flames.
This
I mean,
is
you're in trouble.
This is the same with Paul Walker,
yes,
the American actor that died in the sports car.
Yeah.
And what I hear, I was looking at some channels that both of them had some kind of were in possession of some kind of content to do with maybe powerful people and child sexual abuse or something. I don't know if that's true. That's just some of the stuff that I was reading, that they could have been gearing up to release something or show something. I don't know. But, I think it was Randy Quaid, one of those actors we used to talk about, the Star Whackers.
Mm.
because he was in a lot of films. I think he was in, you know, the Vacation movies with Chevy Chase and Independence Day, and he ended up going on the run from him. And he said, like, there's these star whackers, like Hollywood will whack you, you know, once they have no need for you or whatever, or whatever's going on. But they're definitely whacking people. There's been heaps.
Yeah,
and there's been heaps of Hollywood people like Robin Williams. You can just go back year after year, and it's just like dominoes. There's so many that just suddenly die. But this one is really spectacular.
Yeah.
You know, explosion in the car and then the body sitting up. It's really bizarre.
Yeah. And I remember Miley Cyrus once tweeted, "Be right back, just going to sell my soul to the devil."
Yeah, that's right.
They're not joking. These movie stars and singers, they've signed to the devil.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. That's why they do the movies they do. I mean, some of these movies that like Madonna's Eurovision song, I'll use that one, called Future. You know, not everyone from the past is coming to from the future. Not everyone from the past is going to last, or something like that. Look the words up. You know, why are you writing a song like that? You know, or Dr. Creep, the stuff he puts out, the Plandemic song, and the one from 2017, which I just can't remember. But look at those lyrics and say, yeah, why would you put those lyrics out? Eminem is a classic. He puts that New World Order into one of his songs. And the New World Order, he's not joking.
Well, there's the new album as well we covered.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%. So yeah, they sold to the devil. And, like, you know, I use...
like a soul contract.
Yeah, yeah. Who was the singer that one of the big... not Katy Perry. But anyway, on an album cover, she's drinking blood out of a baby bottle with blood coming down her chin, and three kids next to her also drinking blood out of a baby bottle. I mean, what is that? And let alone wet-ass pussy. I mean, we covered that a little while ago. What frickin' is that song to make to number one? How vile, disgusting, and just where has the world gone, let alone these singers actually doing what they do?
Well, it shows you they don't have any talent. As you said, they've sold their souls to the devil, to the devil record companies, and they're writing the content for them and making them act like that.
Yep.
And they're just putting their body in that position because they've sold their souls and they don't care. And they're getting a bit of fame from it. But, yeah, it's so outrageous.
Absolutely.
I mean, how could – it's just so bad. It's never been so bad, the music industry, in that way. Yep. Bloody weird times, eh? And what do we keep saying? I keep going over it on night after night and if I go back, that we're just going to get so many fireworks this year after they finish jabbing everybody and this whole COVID thing's being taken back. Mm. There's going to be so many distractions and weird things and events going on, and it's only going to get more intense. You know, grab the popcorn. It's getting weird. It's getting weird.
You grab the popcorn.
Well, I mean, there's Canberra as well. I mean, what a shooting in Canberra Airport? Seriously? Why now, after COVID?
Yeah.
Why not before?
And Adam, on that, remember I said to you in that video that you sent me, is that there was three or four people videoing that, right, and yet it was locked down. Those people weren't even allowed to be there.
I watched the videos, and I went through the mainstream media news on a podcast and just read through what they were saying. I sent this to Stephen Tripp, who was a One Nation candidate down in my area, and he was just asking about it because he didn't have time. And I just put some bullet points here. I said that how did the guy even get a gun anywhere near an airport when we're a nation that's been disarmed?
Yeah.
It's not easy just to get a gun or carry it around. How did he get a gun? And why did he fire it at nobody? And if they, after he did that, if they totally shut down the airport after the shooting, why were there a mob of people in there filming?
Yeah.
And why was the film that got uploaded to Facebook so bad? You couldn't even see anything. It looked like it was underwater when people were filming only a few meters away. Don't forget, they give us crystal clear images of deep space. People are standing in an airport a few meters away from a guy who has shot a gun, and the film looks like it's been taken underwater, looking back up to the surface. You know what I mean? So these are just questions I have. And why was there such a massive police display outside But the suspect inside the airport was taken down by only two cops.
Yes, correct.
And there's two cops there, but there was a huge display outside to make it look yeah. real. Now, witnesses in the media reports here, they said that dozens of shots were fired, but in fact, only three shots were supposedly fired. And witnesses also said that the shots hit a big sheets of glass, which are obviously bulletproof. And they showed photos on the news of the three bullet holes on the inside of the glass inside the airport, 1, 2, 3. But there was no shatters, cracks, nothing broken at all. But then other witnesses said that when the guy shot at the glass, all the glass cracked and smashed and fell down on them. And he said it was so loud, it crashed everywhere. And also there was other people in the airport yelling to people to get down and all of this kind of stuff. And also the mainstream media were outside filming police with so-called witnesses, and the police had pens and notepads, and the witnesses were pointing and the police were pointing. But that was it at the end of the story. And I was like, what's that supposed to prove? And also I note that it's interesting timing with the whole ScoMo thing, because these people, these Freemasons, they always do these weird events. They, you know, they blow something up or they do something, and always something else happens. But it's just interesting that that has happened in Canberra Airport, and now this whole ScoMo stuff's blown up, or what he tried to get away with or what he tried to do. I don't know if it's connected. But, yeah, interesting how all these people were outside the airport talking to the police, and then inside the airport, which was supposed to be completely contained and locked down, there was mobs of people filming on their phones and then uploading video that just you couldn't even see. It was all dark. And so there's dozens and dozens of more points. But it's just crazy timing to me. And then the ScoMo things come out straight away. And he's tying up with the Governor General, isn't it? And this sort of stuff, very dirty.
Yeah,
I think ScoMo is extremely, terribly, and dreadfully compromised. And I covered this the other night on the podcast. He's a convicted sex offender. It's a police record. He's a convicted sex offender. There's videos I play where people are saying they were taken to parties with Scott Morrison, orgies organized by police. This guy took a pedophile from the Hillsong Church to the White House for dinner, and Trump told him to fuck off. So Scott Morrison is associated with pedophiles. We know that. This guy is a very dark character. And looking at him now, what they're talking about is what he did during the lockdowns. Was it even lawful? What you know, all the orders and the quarantine stuff and everything, state of emergency stuff. What did he actually have the authority to even do any of it? But to see this guy like a cockroach squirming and ducking and weaving and signing himself into new roles, and then the heat on him, and then a so-called shooting in the Canberra airport right where these people reside is really strange too. But I'll make no mistake about it, that Canberra airport shooting was absolutely ridiculous. It's not just that it was a hoax. It was just so silly, what I read. You go and dig up the papers, mate, and read through it. It doesn't make any sense.
No, none of it makes sense. And I say, people, you only can believe about 10% at best of what's on the news. And I said it before on this show, Adam, where a copper mate of mine would be at an event. He'd go home and just by chance have the news on, and he'll sit there and go, that's not how that played out. I was there. So, you know, unbelievable. But you said something before about COVID, and there was a segue to say, because, you know, things, it's going away, coming back, whatnot. Yesterday was fears monkeypox can spread to dogs. I mean, here we go. I mean, they're not finished with this whole monkeypox and COVID thing by a long shot. And as I've said on every program, people, we are still here, and this is not going away.
Did you see the Australian porn star in the news today? And he's got monkeypox all over his lips and everything. Oh, and there's another guy on the news. I think it was on Twitter. I saw, and he's got this huge nose, like an elephant man face, and he's got monkeypox. It's just hilarious. But anyway, the porn stars are coming out, Jason, and they've got monkeypox all over them.
Well, gay porn stars, or because remember, only gay people can get this.
I know. I'm just saying the mockery.
Unbelievable.
The mockery is just, it's getting crazy.
And yeah. Now parents are urged to protect kids from meningococcal as infections rise. Keep in mind the infections are rising like 0.00001% of the population. And not only that, I do recall a few years back that the vaccination they've got for meningococcal, there's four strains. I think it's A, B, C, and W. Anyway, the most prevalent one is apparently C. And guess what they don't have a vaccination for? For C. Right, so why would you go and get one for A, B, and W when literally you got no chance of getting that one and one for C? But apparently now they've got one for C, so they tell us. But, oh, man, you just can't make this shit up. They're trying to get us – and polio. They're getting – they want the kids in London to get a polio vaccine.
They got new polio ones.
Fragments in the bloody
that's right. We discussed the sewage. That.
Since when do we check the sewage, Adam? Like, seriously.
But they're down there. They've got their flashlights and goggles. Just going back to what you were saying before, yeah, it is a gay porn star. His name is Silver Steel, and he's opened up about his monkeypox battle and the infection. He's a US Houston-based gay porn star, and he's getting praised for coming out and being honest about his monkeypox infection on social media. He's got lots of fans. He's got 39,000 fans, so you can't muck him. But he's talking about the painful thing that he's gone through here, and he wants people to get vaccinated. So absolutely.
Unbelievable. You can't and make this up.
He's quarantining as well, and he's got lesions all over him.
Yeah.
And the pain. He said, it's just so much. I can hardly even have meals. And what about his name, Jason? What about that name? You love that name, don't you? Silver Steel.
Hang on, let me put in Silver Steel. Let's see what we come up with.
It's Silver Steel, S-T-E-E-L-E.
Silver
Steel. What a name.
74, kill.
There you go.
Yeah, and 52 matters as well, but someone like Zach would do it better. But a lot of these names they make up to make sure that they can hit the gematria numbers because some of these people, they're just not real. I mean, like, they're just not. They're just made up. I mean, there's a site that you can get onto. It's called, it generates a fake picture of someone every time you click enter. And just what looks a real person, just a complete fake picture. Oh, what's it called? Anyway, do some Googling, people, and you'll find it. And that's the people they use. And no one goes to check, do they? Now, speaking of which, old mate down in Melbourne, Peter, whatever his name is that does some podcasts, he went and checked on a place that they said this thing happened at. He went there, and it's a closed business. See, people don't go and check. It was a closed business. And I think we actually discussed this on the show over a year ago. So no one goes and checks.
Oh, that they said there was COVID-19 infections in that business?
It was something to do with COVID, but I don't recall. Oh, no. People had gone to that business. That's right.
People have been contact traced there, but the business has been shut for months.
Yeah.
So there's no one there. It's just dark, with chairs up on the tables. Yeah.
But again, don't get me wrong, things do happen, but if it happens on the news, it's probably likely not true. Or if it is true, they just completely change the story. The amount of times I'll read, I'll probably have something here in my screenshots I've saved, that you look, read the story and just go, so this journalist didn't really make it through English because the story makes no sense in regards to the way you're writing it, let alone the fact that it doesn't make sense, but your grammar's wrong, this is wrong, that's wrong. Did you proofread it? What, you know? But hang on, let me go through some screenshots. So this is about Anne Hesh's death. Anne Hesh's death was a Hollywood hit guarantee. This is on Twitter. Her film about human trafficking will never see the light of day. And then the architect wrote, I don't know, Erin Elizabeth Health Nut wrote, Anne Hesh is in Toxic Skies, which I posted the trailer for last night. This short scene is definitely worth watch. Her film on sex trafficking will still not come out next month. So that definitely was a hit, right? And again, fiery crash. And as this person said about it, is it, hang on, fiery crash almost never happens unless it's a government hit. Like, think about it. For all the crashes, how many really end up fiery? Like, really, Very, very.
It's like the old action movies, you know, and a car will just hit another one and boom, for effect. It doesn't really relate to reality. Yeah.
And to your point, Adam, and Paul Walker, who was about to blow the lid on child trafficking in Haiti prior to his early demise. Mm. Yet another hit. There you go.
Child trafficking. Yeah, there you go. Yep. Yeah, as these people, shit, that must have been a pretty heavy documentary. You're wondering if it will ever come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this piece of grub journalist has put up an article. It was about the cops smashing a meth network between Brisbane to Mackay, right? This is the headline. 52 players, comma, 239 charges, cops smash Brisbane to Mackay meth network. So if I said to you, Adam, 52 players have been charged, who would you say has been charged? Like, players. I'm thinking NRL. I'm thinking AFL. I'm thinking sports stars. But you read it, and straight away, she changes the word players to people. As soon as you go into the article, 52 people. Well, why didn't you just say that? See, the sensational journalism, it's just bullshit. It's utter, utter bullshit. Let me continue. Paul Green's death is a little suspicious, but then again, suicides do happen. The only thing that made me really suspicious is they got the autopsy back the same day. I'm like, what? Surely, like, I've watched enough, NCIS and whatnot, shows to go, or CSI, to go, you don't normally just race to an autopsy. So that was really odd. That just, only thing that sparked me on Paul Green's death was like, you've got the autopsy back that afternoon, like 10 o'clock he's found, 10:20 I think it was, and you're back by 3, 4 o'clock with an autopsy? I don't think so. So that was interesting. Now, here in Queensland, I think you as well, Adam, we're going to get hit for the next 6 months in a triple La Nina phase. And if you read all about La Nina and why it's going to happen, it just makes no sense. And these guys...
A conveyor belt.
Yeah, they can't predict jack shit. What they can predict is weather manipulation is about the only thing they can predict.
It's all fake. I sent you a video this morning too about the NASA... yes. Animators. They They've got studios at NASA. They employ them.
Yep.
And they're doing all these incredible simulations and, videos of deep space based on what they tell us is there, but it's not actually real.
Yeah.
And so people don't understand. It's all fake. We're living in, it's all fake, the whole thing. So this case, animation.
Yeah. So people, what the NASA, the pictures you see coming from NASA, they're all just CGI, like every single one of them, right? The pictures of the Earth, CGI, just everything CGI, all the space junk, whatever you name it, it's CGI, right? So what they do is they say, this is what they say, because space isn't real, there's waters above that are split by the firmament, is they say that they've got these telescopes going out there and they pick up sounds. So, and they go, oh, that's a red part of a red planet, and we'll put that red, that watery stream there and this there. They're not listening to jack shit. They're just making shit up and giving it to you and serving it to the dinner table, and 80% of people are buying that shit. How often have we seen there's an album cover of it's an album cover with, I think, a hole in the space shuttle. No, sorry. There's an album cover that has a bullet hole as the album cover. Anyway, they use the same image for apparently a hole being into the International Space Station or something flying in space. And someone's going, that's actually from an album cover. Okay? No one questions it. And certainly mainstream won't question it and won't make anything of it, but we will. But where's it go? Nowhere. And then the people that go are too interested in sports and Married at First Sight and all the other bullshit on TV just go, oh, it doesn't matter. Well, I tell you what. It matters because they pulled COVID-19 on us and got away with it. They pulled 9/11 off and got away with it. We're losing freedoms left, right, and center. COVID was bigger than 2001 because they shut people down business-wise, their relationships, just their everything. That affected billions of people. 9/11, whilst it affected everyone in regards to airport security, this affected us like someone dying as well, because people did die. Business were robbed. I had to shut my business down. I lost eight months' worth of income from these fuckers. They have pulled off the biggest of big on this one. And I tell you what, anything bigger, I reckon, Adam, is the COVID jabs. Because as we think, coming up in the next 12 months to 18 months, people start dropping like flies, and that will be bigger than the COVID lockdown, because people will be dying left, right, and centre.
Yeah, that's right. They're lying about everything concerning that anyway. They're just absolutely lying about everything now. They're taking it all back and retracting. All these crew that were following Daniel Andrews have all jumped ship. You know, all these guys with Daniel Andrews last year that were up there with on the TV every night, they're all gone. They're either gone missing or they're in other roles. Brett Sutton's even up there now saying, you get 3-4 jabs, it's just not help. It doesn't work. You know, I put the videos up of that. They're rolling the whole thing back, and they're lying about all this. So I think that is the next big one, because we're already seeing it. Yeah, we're already seeing it. We're going to have, as I've always said, a tsunami, a tidal wave of death, sickness and death from those jabs, and it's going to be huge. It's going to be unbelievable, and people are going to be really, really furious. And I'm talking furious. This is possibly what they're training for. Cops and the military doing all this tactical urban warfare training. Maybe they're prepping for a society enraged that's going to stand up. I don't really know, but I think you're right there. I think that is possibly the next big one. You know, so there's lots to cover and go over. I think we're on our 30 anyway. I better drive back now, buddy. But good chatting with you today. I've just got to drive back home, but we'll plug in again soon.
Mate, no worries. Good little short chat, and we'll cover some more stuff that I've still got here next time.
Yeah, we'll jump on for some short chats. They're good, about half an hour. Yep. It allows us to cover everything. All right.
30 went quick. Mate, as I always say, peace out. Take care.
We're still here. All right, chat soon, buddy.
See you, mate.